Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your closing bell for October 31st, 2024. So happy Halloween. Hope you guys are watching this with the kitties outside. Be careful. It's a strange world out there. But we're going to talk about what's happening right now. But let's just put this aside right now. What's really happening? What are we waiting for? Well, we're waiting for this right here. The Federal Reserve is meeting in 6 days. Yes, 6 days away. We're trying to figure out what they're going to do. And the markets are trying to figure out what they're going to do. So the news that came out this week so far that revolves around the Federal Reserve, you got to remember why the Federal Reserve was created. It was created for two things, basically two things. To keep it prices in check, which is aka inflation. And two is to keep the jobs market at full employment. I don't really know how they monitor that, but I'll just say, and we'll give you the reports that's showing right now where the unemployment rate is, and we'll go over that. But right now, here's what we're looking at this week. So far on Thursday, we had the inflation numbers coming in. They came in pretty darn good. And tomorrow we have the jobs report. So here's the headlines we're seeing right now. Key inflation rate hits 2.1% in September, as expected, closing in on that 2% target that the Federal Reserve wants. But the big thing coming out tomorrow, the main news coming out tomorrow is right through here. And this is where I'm kind of like, I don't know where it's going to come in at, because right through here, you have the hurricane, you had strikes, you had all these other things going on. Are the numbers going to be skewed, like looking bad, or are the numbers going to look good? You know, when are these reports coming out? And that's what I'm trying to basically dive into to see how those numbers are going to come out. We're just going to wait for tomorrow's numbers to come out, and then I'll show you the reaction tomorrow morning at the opening bell. So that's the main news coming in right now. So to kind of put direction in this, I want to show you what the bond market did this morning based on the news that came out earlier, and then how it came right back. So here's today's movement in the bond market. So this right through here, this is the bond that we follow on this channel, or the mortgage channel. So this is what we follow. We don't follow the 10-year treasury or anything else. It's actually the mortgage market right here. So the MBS means mortgage-backed security. So it's a bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing is the biggest portion of your mortgage rate, okay? So here's what happens is the market opened and it just crumbled. So what happens with this number, how you have to understand this, is when the MBS number is up, that means the price is up, that means the rates or the yields are coming down. So we like when the prices go up. There's a yin-yang effect there, okay? So here's what we saw. We saw the opening bell come in and they tanked about 20 points. And now they're up, what are they up right now? 7 points. So we had almost a 30-point move from earlier today. Okay, so big adjustments there. What's actually happening in the background? Well, this young lady has a fantastic take on it. Yes, she is also another former Fed official, but we like what their takes are because they can help us kind of get in the psyche of what the Federal Reserve's looking at, what they're monitoring. But right now, on my side of the equation, everything's looking pretty darn good. Here's basically the snapshot of our economy. You're probably going to see a lot of people using this in their videos coming up because it basically gives us everything on one screen. So let me get my head out of the way. This is telling us these things, and we're going to go over all these. What's the federal funds rate is right now? So it's 4.75 to 5%. This is the interest rate that the Federal Reserve controls. That's the only interest rate the Federal Reserve controls. Okay, so that's right there. The PCE, this is inflation. Look where it come down. Today's the report came in at 2.1. So every month it's coming in, well, not every month, but it's coming down, down, down and away. So what the Federal Reserve said is they're like, well, look at this trajectory. It went from here to here. Look how fast. Okay, so if we don't do something here, it's just going to keep going down and down and down. So that's why their concern is we need to basically put the inflationary numbers right through here, the federal funds rate, we need to drop them a little bit, because how they figure this is they say, okay, where's the federal funds rate right through here and where's inflation? These kind of should be equal. So you can see there's a bigger adjustment there than needs to be. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Unemployment rate, we're going to find out that tomorrow. And then the GDP, how strong the economy is. If we're not in the negatives, a plus 2.8. Very good. So let's get over to the comments from this young lady. She's a former Fed official. I want to hear what she has to take. And then we come back. I'm going to show you how the equity markets are reacting today. We're going to go over our portfolio. Remember, we created a portfolio about a month ago. We talk about it on Stock Talk with Dan. We're going to go over that. We're getting crumbled right now. I'm going to show you how you can't freak out about these things. Okay. And then I'm going to show you an I-bond, a treasury bond that the Federal Reserve actually issues that actually protects you on inflation. So it basically gives you a rate of return. And then based on the inflation, it'll adjust your interest rate of your returns based on the inflation numbers. Bet you didn't know there was one of those out there. So I'm going to show you those numbers right after this interview. So let's get to it.
Joining us now for a closer look at all of this is National Economic Council Director and former Fed member, Lael Brainard.
Of course.
Alel, thank you very much for joining us here. What is, in your mind, is the primary thing that's keeping inflation relatively in check?
Well, look, let me just start by saying, who would have thought that we would be where we are today? Don't forget, just a little while ago, people were saying we'd need a recession to get to where we are in inflation today. PCE inflation at 2.1%. And just yesterday, of course, we learned the economy's growing at close to a 3% rate. Unemployment still down around 4.1%. That's a combination that people just didn't think that we were going to see. And it's a real testament to how much progress the American economy has made and a real boon to American consumers and working families. So I think today is an important milestone.
It's about time us as consumers get a little bit of an attaboy for helping the economy. Just wanted to think that.
How much do you think that from a labor perspective and really an inflation perspective, Leo, that we've obviously seen record amounts of it's a political hot button, I get it, records amounts of immigration the last 3 years, the data sometimes maybe 10 to 11 million, depending on what source that you're looking at. How much, though, has that record migration benefited the job market and maybe also inflation?
We are certainly seeing this strong labor market has pulled in a lot of workers from the sidelines. But if you look at actually who has been gaining the most, American citizens have taken the large majority of those jobs. And in fact, American citizens have the highest employment rate that we've seen, higher than in the previous administration. So legal immigration has been an important contributor to the dynamism of our economy over time. But I think what you're seeing is a labor market that is pulling in people from the sidelines and really seeing participation at record rates. And that's, of course, contributing to the incredible productivity numbers that we're seeing at 2.7% over the previous year. That's a real increase in productivity in this administration as well.
Do you feel that financial conditions are appropriately restrictive in the event that inflation does creep back up again? We've heard from several high-profile large bank CEOs saying they think inflation could be stickier than maybe the market appreciates. What's your take from your vantage point?
Look, we just saw that the compensation figures came in today suggesting that wages are rising at a slower pace. And it's true that you might see the core inflation rate bouncing around a little bit because of some developments a year ago. But if you look at the most recent, even on core numbers, you'll see that inflation is continuing to moderate. And again, 2.1% PCE inflation, that is very close to the target rate of 2%. So my sense is the economy is on a very sustainable trajectory with moderating inflation. Again, that is good for consumers. You know, if you look at working families, $4,000 more to spend because incomes have risen more than prices. And now, of course, inflation coming down to 2.1%.
So that's it. There's it is. So a lot of people watch and want to see all the gloom stuff, but we have to embrace when things are good, things are okay. And I know on the housing side of things, prices continue to go up. Rates are let me go over to something. I wanted to show you guys something today. I don't know if you guys know, but there's what they call an I bond. Okay, the Treasury releases, and it's actually tied to inflation. So right now they just said they're issuing new I bonds next month with a yield of 3.11. So I want to show you how the yield has gone down over time. This might get you a little bit ticked off because you're seeing now savings rates, which is, you know, you can buy a treasury bond like this and use it as basically a savings account. Look how our interest rates on like cost of things like mortgages and everything else have gone tremendously up, but the I bonds are going down because it's tied to inflation. So right now they're saying it's good. The next issuance is going to be 3.11. Last year at this time, it was 5.27. So we lost about 2% of our appreciation power in this. And just a few months ago, they reduced it to 4.28. So last year's 5.27 went to 4.28. Now it's at 3.11. And this is for government I bonds if you want to invest in them. Here's what the yields were over time. You can see just in 2022, at one point, the yields were like 9. So it was a great time, but then they started adjusting and so forth. But I just wanted to introduce you to an I bond that's out there that you might want to look into to see. You know, it gives you a 1.9 fixed rate, and then the rest is kind of based on the inflation number. So just another tool out there to look into. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling you to buy these things. I don't know if this is a good investment for you. It's just a guideline or an educational tool to look into to see if this is an investment vehicle you might like. So the next last piece of this equation right through here, who am I and what do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. The cool thing about this is you might watch videos about housing and stuff like that, and then you reach out and they might be a realtor, not even really be related into the field. They just provide data. I'm actually an active loan officer. I've had 3 or 4 closings today, and I got 2 tomorrow. These are me. I don't make a living on YouTube. I'm just here to provide you the information to help educate you. My whole goal is this. If I can educate you enough on all facets of this, hopefully you find the credibility to use me when it's time to buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, or even just looking to refinance, maybe a little bit down the road when rates ease a little bit. So here's my website, theRateUpdate.com. If you want to get started with your application, just hit the apply now button right through here. But the first thing is, if you're buying a home, what I need you to do is check out the Grand Finder. Most people, when they call in, they're like, oh, I don't even know about it. You have to check this. It's almost free money, to you if you're looking to buy that first house. So please check that out before you put in the apply now button. But if you want to reach out to us as quick as possible and really talk to somebody, folks, we don't have a call center. There's 3 of us. My name is Dan. The other person is Alan, and the other person is David. So when you call in, it's just going to be one of the 3 of us answering the phone. So don't be intimidated. You're going to get some sales pitchy person or somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. All of us have over 20 years experience. So you can reach us right through there. There's our 800 number. Or if you want to email me directly, you can use that right down through here. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Be safe out there. It's Halloween for you kiddies out there. And I can't wait to see you guys back here tomorrow after the jobs report. We'll see how the mess ended up after they post that in the morning, and then I'll give you the update at that point. So have a great night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.